moment of other parts of Southeast. The aircraft were launched yesterday afternoon to intercept a civilian aircraft, which was causing concern to air traffic control after it lost contact with it. The aircraft, a Russian-made Latvian cargo plane, was safely escorted to London Stansted Airport. Ian Kinghorn told BBC Radio 2 he heard the sonic boom caused by the RAF jets traveling at speed to intercept the aircraft.
By a flash as well, and I honestly thought it was a gas explosion. Somebody's
got boiler. There you go. They're talking about the sonic boom that we heard yesterday. It was loud. Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. and I haven't slept very well. I've slept a bit. A little bit here and a little bit there. Probably about an hour. All in all. Uh-oh, what's happened to my radio? Oh, the aliens have landed.
One participant complained it seemed to run months after.
I don't want you.
London today in recognition of his campaigning for gay rights. The ceremony will begin with Sirian reading aloud the declaration.
In the next round, after Spurs beat Brighton 2-0. Southampton beat 10 man
to set up their first reception.
League Cup final for 10 years. They'll face the last League One side left in the competition, Sheffield United.
A bit.
Let's get the weather for Essex now. A mild
start for the day. Not the right station. Don't want to know about Essex. That's the dark side.
In places, highs today up.
We're making derogatory comments about women on Twitter. In the city, the FTSE 100...
I think this is Capital or something, or Hart. I'm looking for Radio Kent.
London's weather a grey start, but the cloud will break to allow some sunny spells this afternoon and feeling very mild with top temperatures of 19°C. BBC London, 94.
Oh, that's BBC London. Oh,
you know, it's quite logical, because they would have no mark.
There's going to be lots of spooky things happening tomorrow in the studio.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's LBC leading.
It might do. Yeah. Now it's 6:05 on Thursday morning. Thank you very much for joining us on breakfast. Parents at Midway Primary School.
I don't know how that ended up.
At learning their children were often separated from their classmates and held
right. Now, let's get the kettle on. Doesn't need filling up. I've had a new cup of tea. I've had a cup of tea in my new kettle. I'm about to have another one. From my new kettle, I should say, not in it. I can't find the cup I want, so I only like certain cups, certain things. I don't want a great big one first. I only want a smallish cup. If you can hear me above the roar of my kettle, it's quite loud actually, this kettle. Maybe it just be first thing in the morning and it just sounds loud. Thank you. spread it on the butter. Not quite used to pouring this yet. Not even woken up. It's even a bit early for him. Oh, yes, he has. Come on then, Divvy. Good morning. Good boy. Come on then. Sit. Good boy. Let's go. Let's face the day. Of course, it's an hour earlier than it would be. So listen. There's a few birds which wouldn't normally be making a noise till seven now. That's my clothes prop falling down. It's still wet from the day before. Get busy. I can hear an alarm call. That's none of my cats around, if it's a cat. Finished. Come on then, mister. Come here. Sit. Wait. Come on then, off you go. A limbo dance over my... over it, not under it. My clothes prop. Good boy, wait. In you go then. Come on. I expect my toes to come up now. Okay, go and get in your bed. I'll give you your food in a minute. I will, I will. I will, I will. So when the Viorea they confirmed the Typhoon aircraft were launched. I'm going to let you listen to the sonic boom incident.
Saying that to fulfil their quick reaction role, the Typhoons were cleared to travel at supersonic speed, and any noise disturbance as a result of this is regretted. One eyewitness told the BBC where he was when he heard the bang.
I was in the van, I was actually driving. Yeah. And it was a mighty boom.
What was that?
Just carried on driving.
It was a mighty bang, I'll tell you.
I found out later what it was.
What do you think?
Good. Because if it had have been a hijacked plane...
At least it means they're on the ball.
...for a canary wharf or something, then we want them to do something about it.
Well, Essex Police says the Latvian aircraft landed safely at Stansted Airport at 5:20. All three people who were on board were spoken to by police, and it was established everything was in order, and the reason for the short loss of communication was due to a change in airspace jurisdiction.
Thank you, Matt. More on that story later.
Now, it's 11 minutes past six on BBC Radio Kent Breakfast with John and Maggie. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has described as alarming an independent report which says that the sexual exploitation of children has become in some areas of Greater Manchester.
Now,
the study by the Labour MP and...
Let's feed the dog.
Miss Coffey's research has found that in some neighbourhoods, sexual exploitation has become the new social norm. The increased sexualisation of children in social media and social media. Schools told her they were regularly approached by older men in the street and urged to get into cars on their way home from school. Here are some of the quotes from the report. The words are spoken by BBC.
Well, well, well. Will I get back to sleep, I wonder? I'm going to do dialysis first. So I should take my tea upstairs to drink while I'm doing that, and then I hope I'm going to go to sleep properly. Because the sleep I had wasn't proper sleep anyway. It was restless sleep. That results in you waking up in the end because it's not satisfactory. No sign of Lally. He's still fast asleep. It's much too early for him. Niall! Come. Oh, how can anyone first thing in the morning. I just do not know. Love you and leave you now. You don't need to hear me eating my toast. And I'll speak to you later.